Welcome, boys and girls, ladies and gents, friends and foes. Hey, another edition of Butch on Sports here. Simply Butch is here, and as always, thanks for tuning in as I adjust my sound and all this other good stuff here. And you can hear my groggy voice giving you the sports news that you can't get enough of here. And then some. Again, always, as I say, thanks for tuning in here. Let's get to the bulk of the goodies here on this Wednesday over the hump day. Hopefully all of you got over the hump. However, the Detroit Lions seem like they're not over the hump. They're getting a big old, should I say, a lump, then a bump. The Lions came within their first win 2 weeks ago. After that particular time and that good party and whatever, maybe the Lions' COVID cases went in six days since that 29-27 victory over Minnesota. At best, when they played the Denver Broncos, 19% of the Lions had to be replaced. And it showed because Denver beat them 38-10. And now, as of today, the Detroit Lions have 9 players in 9 days on the COVID watch. However, COVID is not the only thing that's beating up the Lions here. Have this weekend's or this particular Wednesday, Thursday, Friday game status right now here. As of it stands right now, these particular players didn't participate in practice or did, or they're fourth. Alex Anzalone, ankle, no practice. Safety, Jalen Elliott, not related injury, no practice. Means he had the flu. Tight end, T.J. Hockenson, hand, no practice. Tackle, Will Holden, not injured-related practice. It means he had the flu. Guard, Jonah Jackson, back, no practice. Offensive linebacker, Julian Antoine, ankle, no practice. Running back, DeAndre Swift, shoulder, no practice. Linebacker Derek Barnes, knee, limited practice. Defensive end Michael Brocker, knee, limited practice. Offensive linebacker Austin Bryant, shoulder, limited practice. Jalen Reeves-Mayburn, shoulder, limited practice. Tackle, Pranay Sewell, shoulder, limited practice. Lions getting ready for, yes, another excursion this week at Ford Field, playing the Arizona Cardinals. That ought to be a barn burner. You just wait. The Chargers quarterback, Justin Herbert, Chiefs cornerback, Mike Hughes, and Broncos kicker Brandon McManus were named the AFC Players of the Week for week number 14. In the AFC, 49ers tight end George Kittle, Rams defensive lineman Aaron Donald, and the Bears wide receiver and punt returner, kickoff returner extraordinaire Jacob Graham was named the NFC Players of the Week for week 14. And I will mention it again. For the second time in 3 years, Ferris State University football squad is headed to the NCAA Division II championship game as the Bulldogs rode over a decisive 55-7 win over Shepherd College in West Virginia in the national semifinal game this past Saturday on December the 7th at Top Target Field. Wherever. With a 12-0 record, the Bulldogs now will square off against Vandosta State, which is a school in Georgia, for the national title game this upcoming Saturday on December 18th at McKinney ISD Stadium in McKinney, Texas. That kickoff is set for 9 p.m. locally here in the Southeast, and also in the state of Michigan, and then some, You can watch it on ESPNU at 9 o'clock. I will have my eyes on that there. Today was National Signing Day for a lot of schools. Excuse my throat here. I have to clear it. Let me repeat that. National Signing Day was starting off today, and many of the schools across the nation hopefully got their pick of the litter of high school extraordinarily kids who wanted to go to college and get a scholarship and don't have to pay and still go out there and have to put in the work in order to keep the scholarship. This is a funny doggone trick there. Travis Hunter is a cornerback out of Georgia. He's ranked the number one player, in the 2022 recruiting class by a whole lot of people. And I kind of looked this up. I had to see, are they lying or flying here? I had to look all this stuff up. And this guy is good at what he does. He was assumed to go to Florida State. And the buzz was jumping. Until the day, the actual day, the players across the country finally signing their letter of intent and truly committed to themselves, to the school, Hunter didn't sign with Florida State. Instead, he signed with Jackson State. Now, Jackson State University is coached by Pro Football Hall of Famer and former Florida State Seminole, Deion Sanders. I bet you Florida State is reeling. Right, let's move on here, boys and girls. Cad Cunningham seemed to be getting pepping the step now as he's been scoring some legitimate points for the Detroit Pistons, and his defense shows to be getting improvement game by game. However, it's sad to say that he has no help at all from the rest of the teammates or the pick of the litter that head coach puts on the floor. And I mean, the Pistons right now in this recent streak of losing 12 games, it's ridiculous as it may seem. 12 games. 4-24. Or 4-22, may I say. Because they were 4-10 at one time. And then they reeled off these 12 ugly-headed games. It's ridiculous. And I don't know the general manager that we have not heard and may not. That's his choice of what he wants to do or what's he intending to try to do in order to kind of save faith or do something here. The Pistons has not looked good. Jeremy Grant has gone for 6 weeks. He hasn't looked good in 6 weeks before. Not the old Jeremy Grant, he's scoring the points, but again, he's taking ridiculous amount of shots. It's ridiculous. To no bay, okay? Let me tell you, last year, he opened everybody's eye because he seemed like he was a very good pure shooter, especially a pretty doggone good ace at three-point line, okay? And I know Mr. Casey has said on numerous occasions, you can't win in this league without a three-point shot, which I say balderdash. And I'm so sorry that I can't agree with the guy on that one. He is entitled to his factual acquaintance on how he wants to produce the Pistons, and by golly, I'll be the first to stand up on my shoebox or on the floor or anything else and applaud him if it works out. But it hasn't. It hasn't worked out at all. And I think the slump is really getting not only to the fans, who did not look good in a couple of games that I had to view from the stands. didn't look good at all. And I tell you right now, 4-22, fifth in the Central Division. They're going to be playing Indiana tomorrow, okay? Indiana's 12-17. They're fourth in the Central Division. You got two bad teams. I don't know. Who's going to cut it? Detroit or Indiana? That's for us to find out. It doesn't look good. Again, and I don't mean no harm, but you drafted certain kids, number one draft choices there, and to tell me they're not ready or they can't deal with the experience, and your doggone record is 4-22, it's a bunch of BS. You got a kid right now from Iowa. I don't know if he's hurt or not, and I'll kind of look into it. So I give the guy his just due, because if he's hurt, that's one thing. But if he's not hurt, there's no reason he should not be on that floor on a regular basis. And I don't mean no harm about Isaiah Stewart, okay? He gets his average of, they say, 7 rebounds a game. I'm expecting at least 10 from him. So he's underplaying himself. And every doggone time I've seen Garza, and that's who I'm talking about right now, you can tell he's a rookie, but he has some fight in his step. And he has some arsenals that he's better than Stewart at. And he's deserving to get that opportunity, especially when your record is 4-22. I'm not going to take that to the limit tonight here, because this is Wednesday, over the hump day. The NHL is tightening up the screws on COVID-19 infections and is on the rise everywhere. Football, basketball, hockey. Soccer, if you want to put that in the picture of English football. And after discussion with the NHL and the NHL Players Association this week, they enhanced the protocol. It's going to be effective immediately until January the 7th in the effort to curb the continuous spread of the infection, according to the multiple reports. This means daily testing for all the players every single day, as well as masking up and practicing social distancing inside the facility and restricting some activities on the road. And that is really an important one, on the road. Now, Sportsnet, Alex Freeman, or my friend in Sportsnet, which is CBC, also noted that the booster shot is being recommended, but it's not mandatory right now in the NHL right now. So they're trying to get everybody to get into this booster, which I'm quite sure is not a majority. Every player in the NHL to record right now that they're standing upon said that their players have been vaccinated with the two shots. Everyone but our Detroit Red Wing star player, due to the factor, I don't want to say anything wrong. I won't even mention the guy's name. But it's important that you do it. In the meanwhile, the Red Wings and Carolina Hurricanes thought that they might have to do the same. Robbie Fabray, who, by the way, got a huge little nice little bonus here, an extension on his contract, and Michael Rasmussen, who did one heck of a job in the last game, yesterday, is in COVID-19 protocol now. Now, there was some doubts whether the Canes would be able to host the Red Wings on Thursday night after losing four players to COVID-19 protocol. However, Tuesday was forcing the game against Minnesota. That was postponed with the Canes. However, today, on social media, the Canes went up there and they announced tomorrow's game versus the Detroit Red Wings is on. Can you dig it? It's on. Now, we hear anything else, but we know what to do. But right now, they say it's on. So Red Wings have an opportunity to keep their streak alive and hopefully do the same for games upcoming. In the meanwhile, I'm getting out of here. It's time for bedtime or whatever, maybe. I don't know. Put You On Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Hey, check me out on Facebook, always, boys and girls. Put You On Sports on Facebook or go to the homepage at podomatic.com. Just type in simplybutchtoo.podomatic.com. And I'll take you straight to the gate there. Also, you can go to the Game Sports Show at thegamesportsshow.podbean.com and get a whiff of Put You On Sports along with other programs, including the Game Sports Show that yours truly is on every Monday from 6 to 8 o'clock on 1400 ESPN, Sault Ste. Marie, the Twin Cities. Hey, I'm just saying. About 6:45, I come on there and do my thing. But the rest of the show is cool, too. And if you want to hear it live, by the way, you can go to 1400ESPN.net. And there's a live button there. You press it, and boogity-woogity, the radio comes on and stuff, and you get to hear live programming here. So, hey, don't threaten on here. Just check it out. Hey, I'm out of time. Have a great, great weekend. We're supposed to get some wind blowing on in here. Hopefully we don't lose no power or anything else for that matter. Everybody can stay safe and be secure, okay? Check you out on Monday. Please take care of yourself and wear your mask. Whatever you do, wear your mask. Hey, talk to you later, boys and girls.